Getting dumber every
podcast.
Day. Getting every dumber
podcast.
Day. Getting dumber every day.
Podcast.
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 Yo, we are back with another episode of Dumber Everyday Podcast. You know this familiar voice, LLOYD, that's me, Kilo G, keeping it all sorts of fucking crazy things, a.k.a. The Big Thick. We're in studio, Toxic Boy Studios today with my co-host Gabe.
Yo.
And fucking the producer Orlando slapping on the keyboard.
No, it's Young James.
Young Jameson.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, we got a pretty crazy one for you tonight, everybody.
We're just recapping, dude.
It's a recap. It's gonna be a recap.
It's been a long week.
We probably won't get to these topics that I got. But yeah, Gabe, boy, how you been?
Fucking dead to the world, dude.
Yeah, why for?
Fucking seasonal depression. I don't know, dude. It took me a whole fucking day the other day to write a paper.
Towards your year long fucking depression.
I mean, yeah, this is added. Like, dude, and literally, I took naps in between pages. I've never, like, literally, I would be like, write a page and be like,
oh, for your homework?
And then just be so, like, fucking out of it and just like, ah. And I'm like, I'm gonna take a nap. In an hour or two, I'm gonna get to the other page. It was fucking crazy, dude. But like I was telling y'all, I've wrote so many fucking papers this fucking semester, more than I've ever done.
Well, yeah,
which means more is coming. This is like the entry.
That's true.
Some old entry level bullshit. So more is coming. I'm like, fuck. I gotta learn to like it.
I don't know. That's gonna be a hard one to force.
I know, dude. This shit's gross.
But it's gonna be worth it though, Gabe, when you're done.
I know. Fuck.
You're gonna be stacking bread.
I'm gonna be treating myself because I'm crazy.
Yeah, you gotta treat yourself.
I know. With monies, dude.
A tasty treat.
And then, I mean, you know, there's ethical guidelines, but definitely gonna be like, what's up?
Well, yes, boy, we are back. We had to miss a fucking week because of Gabe. Actually, he was in jail. Nigga was throwing chains to jive turkeys. It happens to the best of us.
Oh, bro, I ran out of chains this time, dude.
I know, but I posted on the socials that you were in jail.
I bet. No.
I was like, Gabe's in jail for throwing chains to jive turkeys. Then I posted the Pepe frog wearing a turkey outfit.
Dude. Like, dude, that's the next thing. It wouldn't surprise nobody, dude.
No,
a stint, bro.
But we are actually, we're armed here in studio today.
I know, dude.
The brand new Beretta.
I keep flinching every time because I've read so many stories lately of how many people just got shot stupidly.
Yeah, I bet. There's probably a fuck ton.
Dude, just sitting in your fucking house, people get shot in the neck and shit, just coming bullets through the window, dog.
Yeah, I mean, my house especially because that shit was popping back in the day.
I know, you fucking got this thick-ass old neighbor, you know. I mean, whatever. Your fucking neighborhood's wilding out here, dude.
It is wild. Wilding, nigga. Like, the fucking Thanksgiving night. I don't think I told you yet.
What happened?
A motherfucking homeless dude broke down my back fence, stole my tandem bike, and my go-kart frame.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Me? Are you, like,
No, mobile? I'm fucking... Dude, I've never lied on this podcast. As a fucking half North Korean and half South Korean, I've never lied on this podcast.
Fuck. Dude, your house is a... marked.
It's the homeless, dog. There's so many homeless people around this area.
Dude, I mean, this is like knock on wood because, like, I hear so many shit stories of Bakersfield shittiness.
Yeah.
Car theft. I mean, I had my fair share because, like, I had my fucking window broken into. I mean, allegedly. But
allegedly. Wait, why you gotta say allegedly? Did you do it?
I don't know. No, because it might have been people. It might have been other people. I don't know.
It's because your scandalous dick got your car broken.
No, because it might have been just theft also.
Oh.
Because it happened again. And then I remember back, I had this stupid little bag, but nothing was in there, like toilet paper and fucking gum and shit. Like, nothing. But it was $200 a window, I'm gonna tell you that much. I got a window guy.
Damn.
After this. It's happened too many times.
Is it on Union? All the window guys are on Union.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
Is it really?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
All around. And there's always a guy, like, we can do it today for whatever, for $200.
I call around every time. I guess I go to Google Maps, and then I zoom in on the Union area, and I'm like, calling. And I'm like, hey, I treat it the same way I treat fucking internet. I'm like, hey, this nigga can do this, and then have him battle.
When you fucking what is it called? Where you
a haggle? I'm a haggler. See, me at the swap meet.
What do pirates do? Something about that.
Pirates?
I'm like, pirates haggle, right? Is that a thing?
I think they just take what they want because they're badass.
I think the word of haggling comes from pirates, bro. Look that up, J-Mo.
But I feel like pirates just take what they fucking want because they're pirates, dude. Why the fuck would they haggle?
Watch, listen. Haggle is a pirate term.
No, the fuck is...
1507, look it.
Yes, it's called fucking arguing money. It's not...
What's the def? What's the
origin? Even, boats weren't made in 1507.
You're supposed to haggle, like... fucking women and shit or something. I don't know, dog.
Is that the new sex move?
I don't know. Haggling? Stealthing?
No, not stealthy, game. I just haggled that bitch.
Haggled? That sounds like bad.
It sounds like it kind of like you choked her a little bit.
Is it fucked up that I want, like, to get your guys' attention, now we want, now start to do the fucking, that old, this sign? Which means you're abducted?
What?
Like, if we're trying to flag you down on the mint, and, like, you can't... We do this sign, you think it'd be more, like... You can see it better? This means you're being abducted.
Yeah, but you're trying to use it as, like, a...
as the homie as call.
So you're trying to do the opposite of what Trump did. Because Trump took the okay sign and turned it into white power.
Is that a thing? Because I've been seeing that everywhere, bro.
Yeah, Trump took the okay because you see the W.
I thought things were okay now in the world.
No, you see the W and then the P? So Trump took that and made it white power.
I only saw that with that Kyle Bitchenhouse fucking guy.
So you're trying to take a rape call and turn
it into...
It's
not a rape call.
And turn it into, what's up, homie?
It's an abduction call, dude.
Hey, my boys, get me away from this grenade right
here.
Yeah!
Not like that, but hey.
I think, hey, you can signal like, I'm not interested. Yeah,
I'm having a bad time.
I'm straight up having
a bad time, which means like, come through, we get another drink. Oh, hey, here's my friend. And then you just escape, dude.
All right.
Dude, don't you ever, because we haven't been in a minute, right when you walk through the mint, that the musk.
It's musky,
dude. Like wet. It's like sailing in there, like a in a ship, bro. Back to pirate terms, dude. Oh
man,
it's like being in a fucking an old school galley, dude.
I went to Riley's the other day, and I almost got like I pissed off some dude. He wanted to like I don't know if he wanted to square up, but I think he was scared because he was drunk and his boy was fucked up. His boy stole the bathroom. I'm like, hey, you gonna get your boy? And he's like, nah, he's fine. I'm like, all right, boy. And he's like. Fuck you say to me? I'm like, I said, I boy.
That's the worst type of drunk, dude.
And then he's
and
like,
they're always out. That's a,
he's like, I'm a grown ass man. Don't call me a boy. I'm like, boy, shut the fuck up. And then that's when he got really mad. He's like, he starts walking off. He's like,
it's not worth.
He's like, I'm a grown man. When I sit down, my feet touch the floor, and I'm like,
tight, dude, hell yeah.
I'm like. Yeah, I know your feet touched the floor. You're not floating, motherfucker, because I didn't hear like exactly what he said. So I was still just talking shit.
Yeah.
And then my lady told me later, she's like, this is what he said. I was like, well, still, fuck
that
fool.
Did you hear about that dude that got shot outside the Whiskey Barrel? We're calling that dude to drop an N-bomb on this
dude? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
That's what I mean. Like,
that's the place where it happened. That's the place where N-bombs get dropped.
And they followed the guy outside, dropped some more N-bombs. The guy was like, well, okay.
All right, play stupid games.
And then he shot him in the chest. And then they were, like, looking for this guy for, like, weeks. Like, all the family members and all his homies were like, have you ever seen this fucker guy? Trying to do, like, vigilante justice and shit.
I fucking can't stand Whiskey, bro.
But isn't that crazy? The guy was like, hey! And the guy's like, well, here you go. Bam! And then done. Like, fucking, that sucks, bro.
Play stupid games.
That's crazy, dog.
I mean, now that I'm fucking...
He got away with it, I think, dude. I don't know if they follow up on that.
I know it, boy.
I know, dude. You should dangerously carry that around, dude.
I'm going to actually... I got more news. So, we also have... Our podcast has our first death threat. We haven't had a podcast since our first death threat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it sucks because she was a hot jujitsu chick, dude, which is terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
She died.
She was pretty hot. She had a lot of
plastic surgery.
Big ol' ass.
Yeah, she has a big... She do have some big ol' booty.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, she threatened our lives. So
She just wanted us deceased.
Yeah, she wanted us deceased. She wanted me.
Probably
she wanted
me.
You.
Probably me. Specifically.
Most likely you. And she no. That's most likely fucking our producer over here. I don't know what this guy's very secretive. So
I know.
Like, I don't know what the fuck he's done.
He's like a he. If he's he wore a, if you went to his house and he wore a kimono, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, right?
And you'd be like,
you'd take your shoes off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, okay, I understand.
Take your shoes off, bitch.
And you just never ask what religion he is or ever. Like, well, okay.
I've never asked him what religion he is. I've assumed Catholic because he's Mexican. Probably. But I'm probably just being racist. But anyways, what I'm talking about. Eastern. I'm going to use the death threat that was towards our podcast for my excuse to get the CCW. I'm gonna hand Donnie Youngblood the paper that says, like, because you have to write an excuse on why you need a CCW.
You carry expensive podcasting equipment.
No, I'm gonna say I host a podcast and I'm getting death threats
because it's very controversial.
Yeah,
but and then you'll be like, we also support Blue Lives and give him a little wink.
I'm not gonna tell them that.
That's how you'll get in.
No, I don't care.
Give him a box.
I want to see if it works with just this dumb excuse.
Moby, he's gonna want some clout in there, dude.
Well, he could go clout this dick, because fuck Youngblood.
He's like a gang leader, dude.
I know, he is a fucking gang leader.
Yeah, dude. You're asking like a godfather. Like, what's up?
You come to me on the day of my fucking eighth murder and ask me
for
this.
You have the AB on you, dude. The Aryan Brotherhood or whatever the fucking sheriffs are made up of.
I wouldn't doubt it.
They're all like Oildale fucking bros, dude. Yeah. All the sheriffs are the same fucking big old sentient. They're like, they remind me of like the agents from fucking The Matrix, dude.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Look at that buzz old cut. Fuck. Go to an image of that motherfucker.
Dude, that fool's a gang leader, bro. Didn't we go to school with his granddaughter?
His granddaughter.
We Victoria's a whore.
No, we went to school with his daughter, and his daughter's a fucking whore.
We're just dropping all this.
His daughter's a fucking whore.
She was known to be scandalous.
Dude, his fucking son was selling meth, and they raided his house.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like they have some kind of like
deal. Bakersfield.
They have some kind of deal with like the biker gangs in Oildale to like keep everything chill.
Probably. What's this?
I guess his wife was mauled by a police canine.
What? See, that's what I mean. Like, what?
What the
that
fuck?
Sounds like some Negan.
Dude,
some
that
crazy
was definitely
shit.
Not an accidental mauling.
Like, yeah, his he like, well, you disobeyed me.
Yeah.
And then he had his and he like let get him.
It was during an investigation.
This sounds like
their
some
son.
Walking Dead
oh.
Shit.
Oh, was his wife at the house when the fucking raid happened?
He's like, you're gonna.
And that is our Bakersfield fucking sheriff, dude.
He's like, you're gonna have to take a bite to the leg to get it off. Look, Victoria Youngblood, dude. That didn't we go to school with her or her
I'm
fucking
pretty
daughter
sure we went
something?
To school with her.
I don't know. No, it's his daughter.
No, his daughter. We went to school with his daughter.
But she was awesome, dude. She has this. she had this she friend. Awesome. She because she was in a lot of my classes, but she had this friend that was always suspected lesbian. And fucking,
ooh,
do
yeah,
you remember?
That's potential threesome territory.
No, but she was, fucking, her name was, but fucking, later on in life.
For
she
a
had,
Mexican?
Remember? She was kind of odd.
Hey, what timestamp that? We got to delete that name.
Why?
We can't be dropping people's names that aren't.
We're talking about Victoria the Young.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. She's fucking.
Who cares about me? She's fucking some lesbian.
All right, bleep that second. Yeah, second name drop too. But what about these woodies?
No, but she later on had a class with her, fucking had the greatest ass, dude. She played basketball.
She got a nice booty. I know
who
you're talking about.
Exactly.
I know who you're talking about. But she was short for basketball, too.
No, she was kind of tall, or like, in what we consider tall, but then, because she was like on the, I think like on the
maybe
fucking.
I'm thinking of a different booty.
No, she was like an odd duck.
Did she have weird eyes?
But I guess. Okay. But she just had an odd way about her. She was just really. She was like kind of like vague and. She reminded me like.
Do not tell me you had a threesome with these woadies.
No, I just remember her ass was insane. Because she would wear like. She was in my class.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Somebody, some girl that you're not going to hear the name of has a nice fucking ass.
Dude, the it look was like wavy. Like it was like. There was some like air in it, dude. It had like those air beads. Remember like from a.
Air beads.
Remember those fucking weird pillows you'd buy for like $50 at fucking.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dude, it had weird consistency, bro. Anyways.
Nice. That's a good consistency, though, for an ass?
Yeah, it was insane. It was like, insane.
I like lots of asses.
But, you know, she was always.
And those ones make the top of the list.
She was just one of them types, dude. She maybe got away, maybe.
But yeah, so I'm going to use that fucking excuse to try to get me a CCW.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. I'll report back, people, if it works.
Use an excuse to get a. BBW, dog.
Ooh. What? Beautiful big women. Give me a BBW pow. You know what I'm saying?
What?
The thick thigh. The thick thigh.
The bitches that are thick in the arm, dude.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not for some extra thickness. It's fucking cold, dog.
You're wilding, dog.
Dude, I'm not.
You
that's
are.
The whole point. But I need to get back to it. Is that's the whole point.
True. Well, I gotta say, for one thing, Daddy's back. Yo, boy, Lloyd. I've been fucking falling off for the past 2 months, and now Daddy is back, dog.
Oh, yeah,
back and I figured out why. It's a sausage and eggs. I cut out the sausage for the past 2 months, and then yesterday, or no, this morning, I had my fucking sausage and eggs. I've been driving to work, and I'm like, God damn, I got the fire. My fire is back, dog.
Fuck.
It feels great.
I know, dude. I need the mojo back. Like Austin Powers.
You
bro.
Got it. Yes, I got my mojo back. You got it. I'm telling you, two sausages. And you gotta get the cheap sausage too, with the extra grease. It's gonna make a greasy ass skillet.
The Farmer John's and the white package.
Yes, in
the best kind.
Yeah, then you cut them open, and it's like, oh, now I have to find a container for this.
Yeah, they're all sticky. They stick together.
Yeah, on the paper. They're so good.
I'm
looking forward to my breakfast tomorrow.
Damn. See, I'm not even looking forward to nothing, dude.
That's a bad way to live, man.
Well, I just want to pass my classes. It's all like wait. It's like time waiting. Time, what is it? I feel like I'm in the hyperbolic chamber, bro. Gotta wait.
Well, everybody comes out eventually. Everybody stepped out of that hyperbolic chamber eventually. Yeah, and they all came out better, too.
I need to do sit-ups.
They all came out better,
exactly,
bro.
Exactly, 200 sit-ups a day, bro. Even more, dog. Bro, in a sad way, Winko was keeping me, like, not fit.
The man was keeping you...
But
oh,
fucking, because we fucking worked like horses every night, dude. That's how I like.
Retarded vampire monkeys, yes.
If you had, like, if I had taken advantage of eating right, I could have definitely lost a lot of weight during that. Now it's like literally.
100%.
Chilling, fucking sitting for work. So, dude, I have to just pee a lot. That shit sucks.
That's all. And hitting Raising Cane's in between?
Nah.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie.
No, my thing is fucking. There's only one fucking Chinese restaurant in my fucking little town.
Really?
One.
Is it good or is it greasy?
It's delicious
as
fuck. And that's my weakness, dude. I always want it so bad. And it definitely has MSG.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, there's always a lot of people there because I think it's like literally the only one on that fucking route.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like a lot of people from out of town go there, but it's always cracking, always busy, and it's fucking.
I'm gonna take a trip out there. I love me some. Do they have the lo mein or they got the chow mein? Because the lo mein slaps.
The rice is insane, dude. I'm all about rice, bro.
Dude, I'm telling you, lo mein is.
That's
good to have a producer right here.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking fire.
But
I literally keep going there so much that it's getting to be out of hand.
I found out something recently, which put me down, which is fucked up. Yeah, no, it put me to sleep.
Hell yeah.
You could order a large side of chow mein from Panda for $4. I love Panda chow mein.
Dude, Panda's taste so weird to me.
I love it.
I ate it for a minute, too, because I was over there by the fucking outlets. And it wasn't bad then, but I get it now, like, at fucking where I'm at. And something about it is like, bro, this is not food.
Well, it's because of where you're at, dog. You live in the fucking boonies.
Dude, you know what's fucked up is, okay.
You have a bunch of... They don't even have the Chinese. They don't have not a single Chinese person works there. Yeah, it's all the lads.
Look at that! Look at highly rated, dude.
Oh, damn,
it's pretty fire.
Is that the right one?
Yeah,
it's a Hong Kong restaurant out there.
Should you say it?
Out there in Wasco?
Yeah, dude, I don't give a fuck.
Well,
dude,
we're plugging. They're getting a free fucking plug, and we have. I'm sorry, niggas in India, but you ain't gonna be able to taste this unless you come to fucking Wasp. Oh, look at that. That shit looks shittily bomb low.
Yeah.
That plate, definitely it was a mess. It was like, oh, look at that fucking, those thick noodles.
Dude, they're definitely a step up from gas station Chinese food, which was
a staple.
Wait,
it's a buffet?
It used to be. Now it's just takeout or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Like, fucking, they're like, get your food.
Fucking Obama fucking killed the buffets with this fucking coronavirus.
Dude, I love blaming Obama for everything, bro.
Nigga, he did it all.
He's like Jesus. He takes all our blame and sin.
Dude, is he Jesus?
Yeah,
it's obese. Oh, look at that. That shit looks. I'm fucking hungry now.
Know, dude, that shit is fire, bro. This egg rolls are fire. I'm a connoisseur of egg rolls. You know this.
All right. Now, let me get at least one of these topics, Gabe.
All right, let's get to it, dog.
All right, what is...
thick bitches.
All right, Gabe, what's the thickest bitch you ever slammed?
Oh, no! Oh! Didn't I get into that before?
I don't know if you jog my memory.
I went big in the wild days.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, we went over that. All right.
She was pretty big, and that's pretty awesome.
What's your weirdest jack-off material that you've ever used?
Fuck, you don't even ask. You can't ask me this.
I can't, because I have something I want to talk about.
No.
I'll start with mine, and it's probably 100 times weirder than yours. So.
Oh, I'm down.
All right.
Because it's something I've been into like in the last like a year and a half.
Mine is 100% weirder than yours, though.
Mine's not that weird.
When I was in this fucking K-hole of just like finding the most obscure amp, the mostest of amateur that I could
yes!
find. Yes! I would go on fucking wish.com.
Wish?
Nigga, listen to me. This is so weird. The weirdest shit I've ever beat my meat to. And then I'd look up like lingerie. And then I go to customer reviews, and they would submit their like own photos of them in the lingerie.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean like.
That's odd.
So I'd be like just browsing through all the lingerie and like looking at like the bitches trying it on, and I was beating my meat to that shit.
What the fuck? That's pretty obscure, but pretty tight.
I know. I thought about seeing
real women doing their.
But honestly, am I in the wrong here, or were they looking for dudes to jack off to them uploading them? Why else would they put their fucking pictures?
Was there a lot of pictures?
There's a lot of pictures on wish.com of like women trying on lingerie, and they're like, my husband loved it.
Maybe they're just trying to like really show how it fits. I don't know, but that sounds odd.
I understand the dress. But lingerie is something else. Like, they were putting it out there for me.
What?
Maybe. Obviously. I don't know.
Am I getting
in trouble for saying that? I don't know.
No, they start taking it down. Always come late to the game, dude. Fuck.
So what is the weird... Mine already beats yours, so feel free.
Dude, I got into just... I want to pee on a bitch so bad, dude.
Me too.
I've been literally... Ever since our homie had that story, dude, I've been wanting to pee on a bitch so bad.
Dude, I was on Instagram and I saw this rapper. He was on live. Yeah. And he was just peeing on a bitch. And I was dude. Like, oh, damn, I'm going to check out this nigga's music. I was like, I was trying so hard to get into his music
because yeah.
I like the shit he was doing.
Dude, R. Kelly.
His music sucked.
Maybe he was onto something, dog.
But it was pretty tight. And, like, his post was there. He's living a life. Like, he's pissing on bitches. He's rapping. He's got money.
Dude, a girl into pissing is, I don't know if it's a rare thing or you just have to really get to know
dude,
a bitch.
We got to get some of those R. Kelly fucking go up a little bit. Down, right there. Go right. Whatever he has on his face, we gotta get. What would you call that? The
dude that looks like a fucking Zorro mask.
We gotta get the R. Kelly Zorro mask, dog. Every time we're in Pod Studio, right. Zorro masks are on.
Dude, I talked to some fucking.
What the fuck is that? Why was he wearing? Was that at his court trial?
I hope so.
Oh, okay. It's at the Grammys, dog.
Dude, peeing in the showers. Okay, this is the setup, though.
I peed in the shower today.
No, peeing in, I mean.
You called me, I was midstream.
No, peeing in a. Yeah. No, peeing in a fucking. Peeing on a bitch in a shower, I don't think it counts. Like, while the water's going, does not count.
No, it does not count, because I've done that before.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted the bitch to get down.
Yeah, that's fine. In the tub. And pee on a bitch, and then start the shower. Then it counts.
No, then I have to come, and then it counts.
Yeah! Dude, fucking a piss-soaked bitch?
Oh, I don't know. The smell might be bad.
Here's the thing about that, about peeing, what I've noticed, and this is watching through the porns, is they have
you
to...
You can't smell through porn, Gabe.
No, but the piss is always like super like that watery piss. Like, after you peed a million times or, like, trying to pass a drug test type of piss.
And some 12 beers deep piss?
Yeah, where it's just pure fucking, literally, it's going in and out of your body.
So that's the weirdest stuff you've been jacking off to lately is,
Dude, I'm trying to find a bit, literally, how hard is to find number one someone to go out with?
You gotta
number
make a two, Craigslist post. Go on a looking date. For a bitch that's willing to get peed on.
Yeah, dude, that's such a specific niche of like way down the line of having to get to know someone of like, all right, are you into this? How far deep would you go in a relationship? Would you just break that on the like third
look,
date?
Look, bitch, I ain't dating you unless I can pee on your face.
That's what I'm saying.
You're crazy.
Would you have that already? You had that already be slamming for at least a few times and then be like, all right, let's get into this.
Well, no, you can't ask. You gotta be like,
exactly.
You gotta tell her, like, we're going to the bathroom, I'm gonna pee on your face. And she'll be like, because if you ask, she's obviously gonna say no.
But I mean, unless she's a like, dirty, dirty whore.
Yeah.
Some dirty dude, that's something like fucking,
What would you do if you got proposition? Like,
I'm hella down. Oh, for them to pee on you?
No. Like that video? You're taking this girl seriously. Like, you're gonna date her. And then she's like, can you just, like, pee on my face right now?
That's a winner, dude.
That's a winner for you?
Dude, that's not like the...
I think it's better to get a girl that's not that's into it funny. Into me. That's, other than the other way around.
That's because that's one of those, the fucking memes, like the feminine memes, where they're like, those fucking green text memes are the girl ones.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, was like a junkie, like, I'm in a psychiatric clinic, the nurse is cute, blow him in the bathroom, and he's like, boyfriend material. And then she's
I
like,
think I see that one.
Yeah, he's like, tries to ask him to be a boyfriend. He's like, hey, well, I'm not going to just be a boyfriend to some girl that gives blowjobs in the bathroom for random guys. Like, fuck, dude. They're going to be nasty.
Yeah, I'm down now. All right. You swayed me. I like the nasties.
Dude, they're... Yeah. Why not? Do a little tarnish. What is it? What is it? Tarnish on the brass or whatever? What? I don't know, dog.
I don't know. A little rust on the chrome?
There you go, dog. Not rust on the chrome, though.
A little little pube in the soup, you know?
Dude, how fast, like... That's the thing, too. If a girl went immediately to anal, would that sketch you out?
Not at all. Like, I would probably be smitten like you're smitten with pee. I'd be like, yes!
You're like, that's how you become
winner.
A girlfriend.
She's a winner.
You're like, this girl's trying to become a girlfriend. She's making all kinds of moves out here. Yeah. Dude, that's ladies, anal. That's a way to guy's heart.
Especially at our age, bitch. If you ain't doing anal, you fucking...
That's, too. Like, that would be weird, too. Like, this is the thing is like, okay, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's a caliber of bitch or type of bitch. You think they'd be like, weirdly, girls that aren't sexually like developed in their 30s?
I think so, because repressed by religion and stuff like that.
Or like being in school for a million years and never got fucked or whatever. I'm still drinking this one.
Maybe, but...
That's what I'm saying. You think that's a rarity of, like, a bitch that didn't know what to...
It's definitely a rarity.
You'd be like, what's wrong with you? They're like, I've never fucked. Or, like, I've only had fucked twice or whatever.
The percentage of people that lost virginity in high school way out compares to people that didn't. So that makes them... Yeah.
I don't know anymore, though. I think that reversed. Like,
no fucking way. Generation Zs are fucking, dog. They're all talking about lewds and dude, nigga.
Lewds?
Yeah.
Lewds?
Gen Z loves the lewds.
Lewds?
Yeah, it's like...
That sounds tight.
It's all right, but I prefer nudes.
Nudes and lewds?
Yeah. Lewds are... They're like, I'm going to show you me naked, but I'm not naked. I have like a shirt. I have a skin tight shirt on.
It's for the masses.
It's for the masses. It's for the likes and the follows.
Fuck. These whores.
I love them.
I know, dude. What? It's just like... What a time to be alive, dude.
It's a wild time to be alive.
Fuck, man.
I heard this quote by Nikola Tesla. It's like, you're going to live long enough to see your most worst... Look up the quote from Nikola Tesla.
Look up that fucking quote.
I don't want to misquote
Elon him. Tesla, dude.
No, Nicholas.
It's Elon Tesla,
no, it's
bro.
No, Nikola. It's like, you're going to live long enough. Just type in, you're going to live long enough with Nikola Tesla, and you'll find the quote that I'm talking about.
That dude married a pigeon. I'm gonna just tell you that much.
A pigeon? I thought he married. No,
yeah. Take what you said. What he said with a grain of salt. He literally had a thing for a pigeon. That's the more you know. I've studied this fucker for a long time, dude.
Maybe.
Not a long time, dude. I keep doing the same papers over and over. And it's insane. It's driving me nuts. I'm starting to save them. Literally, I'm gonna use this paper again whenever I have a dumb paper again, dude.
Yeah.
And just change it up a little bit, dude. Dude, fuck that. That's called academic fucking, what is it?
Probation? I've been on that before.
No, academic, what is it? What is it? Not plagiarism.
Oh, you can't plagiarize yourself, though.
Exactly. What is it? It's like unethical. You're not supposed to do it, but why not? Fuck that, dude.
I don't know either.
I'm like, tired of these pages, bro.
But, you can't find it? Oh, shit. It was something like, you're going to live long enough to see your worst atrocities come to fruition.
You're a fucking atrocity, dude.
Look at me. I'm fucking atrocitized.
Dude, I fucking, because I drive all the fucking day, I hear the stupid fucking commercial every day, dude.
Carpet outlet.
No. Dude, I vibe with that. I literally brought that up as like a bit. I brought that up as a bit with this, one of the finest girls I've ever seen. I'm like, holy.
Wait, are you working?
Well, she was friendly, which
I know,
is like
but you,
odd.
You brought up the Carpet Outlet Plus to a Woody while you were working.
Like just jingles. I'm
did
like,
she sing it with you?
Literally, cause she was singing O'Reilly. She's like, I know a bunch, and she starts like singing them off, and I'm like, cause she wasn't from here. I'm like, cause she was super friendly. I'm like, you're really friendly.
She's the Carpet Outlet,
dude. She was a white girl, the fattest. She was so fine, like pretty. I was like, damn, dropped out the. Anyways.
Jamie, pull this shit up. White girl with fat ass.
Yeah, just pull it up. Anyways, very friendly. And then that's what I mean. I'm like, you're really friendly. She's like, because I'm not from here. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
One of those type of people. I'm like, oh, okay.
And a Bakersfield asshole.
Basically. But it was pretty tight vibe. And I'm like, Anyways, what we're talking about? Pussy.
I forgot. I got carbon outlet plus threw me for a whirlwind. Nikola Tesla, fat white girl.
There's something in between that.
All right, let's just move on. Oh, you remember? No.
Pog.
No.
Everyone loves a pog.
Everyone.
We'll just. Everyone knows. Dude, remember fucking what's her face from Mariah? Dude, whatever happened to that lady?
The best. She was like.
See, Orlando had a thing for Mariah. Mariah was amazing.
Yeah?
She would have been right up your alley, this? Dog.
Mariah what?
I don't remember, dude. She was a dirty whore.
Is she a porn star?
No, she was just a fucking bakery bitch.
Bakery, yeah.
She's
a bakery bitch. She was fine, though. Dude, there's a one.
I thought we were going to pull some up right now. I'm like, what?
You pull that. Pull it up! Anyways.
So I have another topic I want to talk about. It adds to my white trash bucket list, but this is like a high-class white trash bucket list that I would definitely want to achieve one day. I want to either poach or buy a rhino horn.
Why?
Why not?
Let's eat bald eagle. That sounds better.
That's that too, but...
Let's eat a fucking endangered species.
Oh, what? Is that a rhino horn for sale? $169 yeah. bucks?
That's there cheap. Goes your dream right there. It's like $170
away. Is that
away.
Real?
It's not a rhino.
Oh, what is it? Large Yermont bite?
I think it's really illegal to have them.
I know. It's I like, want to have it.
You got to talk to some Asians.
You can go on the dark web.
Yeah. All right. Next pot, we're going on the dark web. Buy me a rhino horn.
Oh, I don't want to. Let's stay off the dark web.
Well, we're not going to buy any kids. We're just going to buy rhino horn.
That's what the options are?
No, I want a replica. I want a genuine rhino horn. I think that shit would be dope as fuck to have. Where was I? I was watching something. I saw a rhino. I'm like, I want that fucking horn.
Dude, it's white track bucket list. Speaking of that, remember, wasn't your original one tattoo on the titty?
Yeah.
Dude, there's like a fucking Reddit for bad tattoos. And it's a good one. This is ultimate fucking...
Oh, I've been on that subreddit. It's fucking really
Ultimate trash is fucking... girl got a fucking picture of her dude's nutsack tattooed on the titty, dude. With his name underneath.
What?
That's ultimate. Come on, dog.
Love. I hope that tattoo artist got a lot of money just staring at this dude's nutsack. And then it's like, yeah...
It was a big, chunky Mexican chick with, like, Alejandro underneath it, dude.
What the fuck?
Straight up nutsack, dude, in fucking black and white, dude.
What are we doing, Gabe? Why don't we have our nutsack tattooed?
How down is that girl for that dude?
Listen, Wodies, if you're down to get our nutsacks tattooed on you...
On your shoulder where everybody can see.
Email us at Dumber Every Day.
Dude, how much do you love your dude to get his nutsack tattooed on you?
That's real love, dude.
Dude, that's real...
Damn, that don't exist no
that's
more.
That's a king and queen, dude.
That don't exist no more.
Fuck, bro.
Fuck, I want that love.
Dude, that's...
I want that love.
Bro, I think love is not a thing anymore, bro.
Oh, love's definitely a thing, dog.
Dude,
listen to some fucking Christmas carols. Listen to some fucking...
I've been talking to some homies that are, like, younger, and they're trying to date out here in Bakersfield. They're not from here either. And they fucking are, like, nurses and shit and doing, like, talking to dumb bitches from Oildale and having the shittiest times worst of luck, dude.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, my friends told me the terrible story the other day of, like, bitches just are sketch, dude. They're, like, obviously doing drugs. All of a sudden just flip and they're like, dude, this dude's weird. Fuck, I need to get out of here. And, like, all kinds of just weird shit, like...
Wait, let me ask you, though. Are your friends weird?
I mean, they're foreign.
I mean...
Foreign.
Like, how foreign?
One of these dudes, like, super Filipino. But he told me the story about, like, he's like, bro, I started dating this weird chick. She's like older, 28, and they're talking, and, like, just all of a sudden, she just, like, snapped. She's just like, I gotta go. You're weird. I need to leave. And just, like, started flipping out, sketching out. And then, like, just terrible, bro. It's just a bad story, though. But the dude's not that weird. That's something he's like, bro. I was, like, just being like,
that's,
I don't know.
That sounds like some Oildale activities, though.
Because remember, same thing happened to Jared when that fucking... person thought that, like, he stole something and started flipping out on him.
Yeah, same thing with my boy who was on the podcast before. He talked about when the strippers started fighting at his house.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's Oildale drugs. You can't trust them.
Or can you?
I don't know.
Dude, we did some drugs. I mean, I did some drugs over the weekend.
Damn, Gabe, you were doing drugs?
We did some hella drugs for our friend's birthday. I mean, Moby was a saint. Moby's a saint.
Gabe, you weren't doing drugs, dude.
Dude, we did some fucking nice drugs.
What did you do?
fucking, you know. I mean, you don't know. You don't. You're as innocent. Moby drank so much beer.
Were you doing Molly?
Oh, you're crazy, man.
Anyway,
my friend gave me a pill, and he was just like, you know what? You put this in a water and just, you know, do something with it.
You're crazy.
And I'm like, what? I didn't even know what it was. And anyways, was fucking amazing.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I experienced the Christmas spirit, which it's been dead in me for years.
Yeah? Now you start, dude, listen to that one song. Fall on your knees. Dude, listen to that shit bumps.
Dude, there's something about high-pitched, weird Christmas fucking,
That song bumps. I was listening to it last night.
It's so classy, dude. Christmas music is classy as fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. So I got another topic I want to talk about. I applied to be a sperm donor.
They ain't gonna let you in.
I got denied.
Yeah, I got denied.
Let me tell you, I was putting my qualifications. They're like, "Do you have a college degree?" I'm like, "I have an associate's." And then they're like, "What do you do for work?" I'm like, "Manual labor."
They're straight up like, they crumpled it up in front of you. They're like,
"Ethnicity?" I was like, "Black." I want to
be black.
I want to do the same. I'm gonna put everything the same except for my ethnicity and see what happens.
Oh, for W? Go put W.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Caucasian.
Caucasian.
And see what happens.
Dude, where's this place at?
Right, it was online. I got a Facebook ad for being a sperm donor, so I was like, alright.
Oh, how much they don't pay you. They're like, dude, boy.
I've never been paid to jack off before, and I'm willing to try.
For $4 a pop?
Dude, you know how much I'd be a millionaire, Gabe. If I got paid $4 when I first
That's such a stupid fantasy everyone has of like the nurse coming in, she's like, ooh, let me. Out of all the dudes that come in here every day, I'm going to blow you.
No, that's not my fantasy. You've had a fantasy like that?
Of a sperm donor bank nurse blowing you? Yes, that sounds kind
of
crazy.
I've never once had a fantasy where I'm at the sperm donor's house or place of business.
House? Is this the place, a house you go to, like the tarot card where they just flip the sign over? They just flip the sign over?
I paid $60 to the sperm donor.
What are you here for? Your future or your trying to get rid of that future?
Are you sperm doning or are you hand palming? Because hand palms are $40 and sperm dones are $60.
Maria, come through. It's the same lady. She just puts on a different.
takes off her gloves.
Yeah. What's up with them pimply booty chicks that may or may not be on this podcast?
Well, it's coming up, boy. And you might. I don't know. She ain't gonna listen. Yeah, we're gonna have a guest soon.
Oh hell yeah!
She's a
lovely lady.
She's a lovely lady. She's also a major whore.
Hey,
but
whoa!
Hey, but, hey, you can't say lovely. You can't say major whores aren't lovely ladies.
Exactly, dude. They're all lovely.
Yeah, she's scheduled for next week. But yeah, I was gonna talk about that at the end. We're plugging.
I'll be doing some plugging.
We should definitely try to get you to plug her during the pod.
Dude.
Gabe?
Definitely. Dude.
You'd be too shy. You'd be too peen shy to get it up in front of me and Lando.
That's the thing is, dude. That's the thing is holding back in that industry, dude. If I'm getting wild, bro, and start fucking getting into some kind of communities.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a big... That's what's going to happen.
No, you can't show up with a soft dick to a fucking
That's
orgy.
What I'm saying, dude.
That's like the one rule they have at orgies is like no soft dicks.
What's going on with this guy over here? He keeps eating the fucking buffet, dude.
Put down the wings and start jacking that dick off.
Just naked with fucking wings, dude.
That'd be the worst thing I would ever want to eat wings is naked and ashamed.
You have a mask. The R. Kelly fucking mask.
Oh, there's, yes.
It smells like piss everywhere. Oh, there's fucking God. Just eating your wings and your balls hanging out.
That is awesome. And it's been a hot day, too. Your balls are hanging extra low. I've noticed since I've gotten older, my balls are more droopy.
That's what happens as you age, dude. I'm down with that.
Okay, I'm glad it's just not me.
No, that's what happens. I'm down with that, dude.
Producer's fucking balls over here are fucking high and tight, young ass motherfucker.
Dude, what is it called? They call him that old coin purse, bro.
Yes. The other day, my girl was looking at my dick and she's like, damn, look at that fine ass, that grade A dick. And then she's like, my Bodie. And then she's like,
you're like yeah.
followed by these D-minus balls. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
What? That's what I'm saying. Okay, would you ever get.
Ball is this plastic?
Okay? I now
Wait,
know. I now get, know your train of thought. So you went to the place after the sperm donor after this encounter with your Wodey?
No, that was before.
Oh, okay. So you're like, I'm gonna go donate your sperm and then get bigger balls. Eh?
What?
Was that what your fucking train of thought was?
No, I applied before.
But why?
It was an ad on my Facebook.
Why would you store your sperm just to store it?
No, to sell it. They're selling to the single Wodeys.
Dude, single Wodeys can get hella sperm without buying it.
Yeah, but they want the primoist, obviously, because I'm not qualified. And I'm pretty primo, but they want the primoist.
Dude, I would get bigger balls. I do that.
Bigger ball? Why bigger balls?
That'd be fucking tight, dude. Why not?
Why not? Like, how big are we talking? Like,
dude.
Not tennis balls, but what are those the ball you throw at the wall? Handball size balls?
No, dude. Maybe like some golf ball size with it. Just a nice longer pair, dude. I'm down with some ball action, dude.
All right, Gabe.
I would save up the sperm, though.
Oh, you think the bigger the ball, the more sperm you'd be able to shoot?
No, I would save the sperm and then just get the fucking section, dude.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Save your jeans. I feel like
tennis balls would be more heavy. Your sack's going to get even lower, man.
That'd be uncomfortable, though. You'd be able to, like, this is the thing about drooping balls. Okay, if you're wearing loose fucking sweatpants.
Yeah.
Potential to leg on the balls, bro.
I've never put my balls.
It happened the other day. It hurt.
My balls fit comfortably, like if they're drooping, they're like right between my legs, and it's all comfortable. But
I never experienced. That's what I mean. I'm like, this is an aging thing. I looked it up recently too. I'm like,
my buddy asked me. She's like, because we were watching something, and she's like, the dude said I sat on my balls, and she's exactly. Like, does that happen? I'm like, not to me yet.
It's gonna start.
Oh no,
toilet seat.
You hear this, young Jamie? You're gonna be sitting on your balls soon enough.
The toilet. What if you toilet seat the balls, dude?
What?
Smash your balls in the toilet seat, dude. They're just hanging out.
What?
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean, smash your seat?
That's mean your balls are so droopy that they just fucking go underneath the seat while, I don't know, you're fucking chilling on the seat somehow. It lifts up.
Okay, what are your balls doing while you're pooping, dog? Like, I don't.
You never experienced this or have heard of this?
I saw it on a TV show where the guy sits on his balls.
There you go.
But on a toilet seat, there's a big hole for your balls to fucking fall down into.
I don't know how they would get over the lap of that, but
yes, somehow exactly.
It would go, dude.
I don't know. It sounds like you know.
Some fucking masky shit.
Oh, you did it on purpose. Yeah. You a freak, Gabe. No. You're here first, folks. Gabe is a certified pussy slayer freak.
No. Fuck. I wish.
Gabe, we've talked about you smashing a lot.
Dude, but that was not now.
Well, not.
This is not currently. And this
not
is
in
what,
the last 3 months, nigga.
I need to get back into the game, dude.
You got the juice. It's in you. It's
dude,
deep
I need
in you.
Drink ayahuasca and get the juice back, dude. Right. Oh, fucking.
So it's gonna take us a long time, dude, to 100 episode. Let's say at the 50th episode, we do ayahuasca.
DMT. We definitely smoke DMT. No. Ayahuasca is fucking disgusting.
I'm not smoking your meth DMT, Gabe.
Dude, I mean, we can get it from.
What?
I mean, just in general.
Ooh. You want to take that off the fucking pot, too?
Timestamp
that motherfucker.
Anyway, we can get a hold of DMT. But ayahuasca is disgusting. It tastes shitty. You throw up. You're supposed to throw up on it.
Yeah, well, just the listeners will love it. They're just hearing us.
Fuck that. Fucking wilding, dude.
I'm down to wild, dude. I'm feeling great. The fucking sausage.
Are you feeling great enough to get a bitch to tattoo her?
Yeah, I can do that tomorrow with the fucking confidence I have today. I can do it tomorrow.
These bitches out here.
So speaking of Facebook ads, because that fucking Facebook ad from selling my sperm, I saw this one today. It was something that we could all relate to. Look at this fucking Facebook ad. Where the fuck? Oh, what happened to it? Oh, here it is.
Algorithms are fucked up.
Look at this underwear ad. Tell me that ain't the smallest. Like they targeted me specifically. For no bulge. They're like...
Are those compression under... That's what I mean.
I don't think it's compression, but...
I mean, it's compression.
Nigga, tell me that is the smallest...
there's something about there's some study they're saying that penis size are shrinking over fucking generation, dog.
I don't know, man.
It's fucking happening, dude. It's generation.
You think it's, dog, because like
it's fucking the shit we eat, bro. It's plastics and
I was thinking it's because like more and more little dick dudes are getting laid now.
No, that's the opposite. There's actually like we talked about it a long time ago, fucking a lot of dudes aren't getting laid.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that.
There's a lot of like dudes that were already getting laid previously.
Yeah, but I don't think dick size correlates to
if I think right now, I don't know, dude. This is the thing is like
it's a juice thing.
Fucking I want to ask a younger cat, like that's what I mean, like, cuz I know weirdos, like a normal person, what the fucking the dating game is like right now, like 22, 23. Like, is it puss like crazy, or are bitches aggressive like they are like in their 30s, like trying to like, well, I got kids, I got this, I got, like they're all like about like
I'm pretty sure it's popping because of the sex positivity movement that
I mean, yeah, there was also like COVID things, people, bitches, that was an immediate excuse. Like,
wait, what you got there, Jamie? Mostly true.
Yeah, I mean, it's no. Yeah. So.
Talking about Mike.
What streaking penises?
So what's that say?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah, dude.
A lot of niggas.
Chemical exposure, dude.
Ah, damn, we've been exposed to some chemicals.
Dude, I love chemicals, dog.
Remember that one chemical we put in the degreaser, or no, the greaser? Me and this nigga.
Oh, that was the
put
worst.
Grease into wait, fuck. We put degreaser
into
grease.
Yeah, like a lot of it.
Yeah, we put a lot of it.
Like it made it different colors.
And that's why you don't go to Toro Sushi.
Dude, I'm dropping so many people off there, like that work there, and they're like, I'm like, is that the Toro? They're like, yeah. And they're all like bummed out of them, and they're like, we have some weird exchange. I'm like, yeah, that was my first job. They're like, really? Terrible place to work, dude.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. But remember them titties.
There were some good titties.
There were so many, man, we were just young and dumb there, dude. We were just like the
young, dumb, young, dumb.
There's so much fucking going on there that we could have got a part of.
No,
dude.
Honestly, any place you work, there's so much fucking going on. You fucked at all the places you work. What are you talking about?
No,
dude?
But especially there, we were not.
That's the one place you didn't fuck at.
We were not included in that group of fucking.
Well, yeah, because we were fucking.
We're young,
pudgy fucking retards. Yeah, right, washing dishes.
Little bus boys. They're like whatever, and they're all these chicks banging out, dude. Fuck.
This is what it is, man. You can only go forward,
dude. There was a dirty whore that worked there. She was like nine. Now that I'm like thinking back how like young we were, it was like what, 20? This girl was like maybe 21, but in my head she seemed like a fucking like 30-year-old like starlet bitch. Remember that bitch with all the tattoos? It was a fucking dirty whore.
Yeah, I think she showed me some of the tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I convinced her to.
Nice.
I was like, oh.
Remember you threw that paper at Hannah? She was fucking listening to you. Where she's like, you're like, Hannah.
No, I don't.
And you threw something at her because she specifically
I think I did that a couple times.
Is it fucking ignoring you?
Dude, I fucking hate being ignored.
I know. She was crazy, dude.
Ignore me,
what
bitch.
A dirty whore, dude.
Hey, where we at, Jamie? Where we at on this pod? 48,
dude.
All right, boy. I got another topic I want to talk about. This tiniest fucking crotch off my screen.
You're like, it's for the pod, babe. What the hell?
All right, I got something. Who do you think has looked at your asshole the most?
I thought about this, too.
Yeah.
There's a... Fuck, man. Because that's the least part of your body you're ever going to see.
Yeah. I mean, I've looked at mine a decent amount.
To
see if it was weird or not.
I'm just thinking about it right now. It just hit me how gross that is.
Yeah, I mean, how... Like, honestly, you can probably count, like... I don't know how many times you've looked at your asshole... Not that many times.
I don't think ever in my lifetime.
Bro. What? Not even once, Gabe? You've never looked at your fucking asshole once.
Why would I go back there?
To see what the fuck is going on. It's your war zone.
I don't know, bro. I'm literally thinking about it. I thought about it the other day because like, there's something. Like, that is the least part of your body you'll never ever see, dude.
Jamie, honestly, how many times have you peeped your asshole? You got to chime in on this.
You got to have a bitch go down there. That's the only kind of attention that would get there.
Rare. But you've looked at it.
Yeah, I mean, in my life, yeah. Okay. I mean, not, like, with my own eyes.
Like, exactly.
Like, through a mirror?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Have you looked at it with your own eyes? Like,
No, I guess it? Not. Yeah, like
that's what I'm saying. You're never gonna see it for real.
I've done it quite a bunch. Like, it was before I even owned like a little mirror that I could position all easy. I'm doing it on the bathroom mirror. Like,
see what
is my mean? Asshole fucked up?
You were just looking in to see what it looked like to see what.
Yes, because I'd see assholes. I'm like, I hope mine looks okay, because
I never cared about what my asshole looked like.
Damn, am I fucked up for thinking?
I think you're vain that you think you're like you want to have a good looking asshole, dude.
I guess call me vain, but yes, I'm a little concerned if my asshole.
I'm literally thinking about, I'm like, I think a girl's licked my taint, but I'm trying to think if anyone's ever gone asshole. I'm like, no.
Oh, you never had a girl lick your booty hole?
No.
Ah, oh, Gabe, you're missing out. It feels nice. It feels nice, dog.
That's so funny, like, bro.
What?
You like it?
Yeah, it's nice.
Moby's a hell, dude. Moby calls it the war zone.
It's
dude.
The war. If that
the girls that really love you, dude.
If that Woody wants to put her fucking helmet.
That's
on.
That's what I'm saying.
And fucking there's trench always, through the war zone.
You guys
zone.
Remember the story of the great story, dude?
What?
Of the infamous person that licks some fucking dude. Straight up like a baby, dog.
Oh yeah.
Legs up like a baby.
Legs up like a baby. She's a trooper.
Ah, dude. But you can get sick, bro, from poop.
Yeah, then you get hepatitis.
Yeah. You gotta have a clean ass bitch, bro.
Or a clean ass butt.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're talking about. You're talking about if you eat the booty.
Yeah, dude.
You never ate stank booty before?
No.
Damn.
I mean, your nose comes before your mouth. You're gonna and be like, nope. Like,
oh, man. I thought you were a savagest of
dude,
this.
No, you know what? Like, if
I thought eating, I thought my nigga Gabe was a real one.
Dude, eating gross, like, dude, you have to
work butt? You're not after work.
No,
butt?
And that's the thing is, like, you if I'm gonna eat, I think I'm like
I've
I'm
eaten after work butt.
That's a saying. It's like
I'm gross.
I'm down with after work pussy, but butt, dude, they have to at least go wash, at least do some kind of Navy shower real quick, dude.
Nah, fuck it.
No. No. That's wild, bro.
I know, dude. While I was doing it, I literally thought, like, dude, I'm wilding right
dude,
now.
I think about that every time when I risk it and, like, stick it raw on a bitch. I'm like, this is wild. I'm like, it's fucking, wild, dude.
What was that? You're Patrice in it? You're like, oh, God, please, that's dude, not AIDS.
That's so crazy, dude. Especially if, like, you don't, like, for, like, a one you don't know them so well. That's so nutty.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Well, from what I've heard, only the gay people get AIDS. So you're good.
Yeah, dude. Fucking your dad was your obscure
yeah, my
father.
Fucking, my dad who was having sex with an HIV woman didn't get AIDS.
And he, so that was his one of his victories. He posted.
Yeah, he posted his results online. So I mean, like,
he's like, ain't no one.
The science is there.
Don't be talking about.
Yeah, he's good. He does not have AIDS. So
that's a fucking. That's basically.
He doesn't have HIV,
dude. That's a diploma for wilding. Yeah, that means you can wild even harder. Yeah. See, look, exactly.
No, it's like way after I was born.
See, Moby, now you, too, in your life, now you know you can, like your father, be HIV negative.
Yeah, like my father. And his father before him. The Winslows come from a long line of niggas not having AIDS, all right?
Yeah, dude.
It's like, can you wear a condom? Like, no, the Winslows come from a long line of not having AIDS.
Dude, AIDS is, that's not even a thing anymore. It's like polio. People don't get AIDS anymore, though.
I think they do, but it's, like, way easier.
They got to be, like, extreme whores.
No. It's easier to manage. Like, I heard they have it down to, like, one pill.
Did you ever watch that fucking movie, Dallas Buyers Club?
What?
It's about a nigga with AIDS.
Ew.
And fucking, remember those stupid method actors? Well, actually, not stupid, because of Matthew McConaughey. But he, like, wastes away, dude. AIDS, like, eats you alive, bro.
That sounds terrible.
And he's having a lot of gay sex.
Oh, that's him in the AIDS movie?
Dude, he just wastes. Damn. Dude, he's just fucking.
Look like, at his nose. Even his nose is skinny.
Because he's doing cocaine fucking. Dude, that's his job. Dude, he literally, his job is to fuck and do cocaine.
That's
he's
not like Batman.
He's like a bull rider.
I think he was in here, though. Right?
That's wild. He's so skinny.
He did a method act.
So that's that fucking crying meme's from.
What, Dallas Buyers Club?
Yeah. I was wondering where that came. I couldn't even recognize
you, like, literally watch him waste away throughout the movie. It's pretty crazy. But
hey, have you ever seen Leaving Las Vegas?
No.
That's a good movie. It's got fucking Nicolas Cage, and he goes to Las Vegas, and he drinks himself to death.
That's what's up.
It is fucking tight. He gets a hooker. He's like, look, bitch, I got some money. It's all yours as long as you never ask me to stop drinking. So they just get fucked up the whole movie.
What? I want to have a weekend like that.
It's pretty tight. But the one downside of the movie is he can't get it up because he has whiskey dick the whole time. So you have a frustrated hooker next to you the whole time.
That's all bad.
Until the end, he's like, he can get it up, and then he fucking dies while he's fucking her.
I'm like, when did this happen? This happened at least once to me.
What?
Where I couldn't get it up.
Oh.
Because the girl is so fine, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've actually had that once.
Exactly. That's how we can relate on that.
It sucked, though, because it was my sister's friend.
It's like an all-time... It's like something? It's like an all-time get, right?
You're like, she was so fine.
Damn, dude.
But the other time where I had straight whiskey dick, that's why I will never drink Hennessy again.
Is that what you drink? Strictly Crown?
Is actual whiskey?
Yeah, I think Hennessy's whiskey, but like... It was me and that black girl. We went to the hotel, and... We were drinking Hennessy because I was
I'm already just disappointed.
Dude, that hotel was so ghetto.
I know, I'm just already disappointed in like how the night went out.
I still got it up eventually, but it took a long time. It was a combination of whiskey dick and a condom, which I'm so glad I did not take that condom off.
Exactly. Exactly.
So glad. Because she turned out to be a fucking hoe. Like,
what do you mean? Like she was awesome and the sad?
No, I mean like I think she walked the streets. Like,
oh, what?
Yeah.
I had that experience though too. So I thought this.
talk about that.
The first black chick I hooked up with.
Wait. So both of our first black chicks turned out to be hookers.
Did she have a butterfly tattoo on her chest?
No, this girl did not.
Dude, literally, that's what I mean. Cause she was pretty. She was like a pretty, like skinny black chick.
You show me a picture. It's not the same girl.
And she had like this big old butterfly tattoo on her chest, but she had all this sketch. Fucking situations going on.
Did you come on her chest?
Fucking.
You didn't aim right for that fucking target that she had tattooed on her?
I think I came in her multiple times.
What?
With
the condom on, right?
The first couple of times.
Oh my god, Gabe.
Anyway.
Damn.
She stayed the night, so we just.
I'm so glad that you don't have AIDS.
Dude.
Wait, when's the last time you got tested, dog?
Dude, I've gotten tested in between then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all good.
Hey. How fucking terrible is the AIDS test?
It's the weight, dude.
It's the weight. So, yeah, when I went the first time, they were like, here's an AIDS pamphlet. Wait 10 minutes. And I read for 10 minutes about how fucked my entire life is. And then they brought me back, and they like, look at it. And I'm like,
look at it.
Yeah, they're like, look at the results.
I've sat in Planned Parenthood, like, at least two times.
Oh, it's so bad.
Bro, everyone's...
And then you see the crying girl.
Dude, everyone's pissed. Everyone's looking at their feet. Everyone, like, does this weird, like, when they look up, they kind of look at you like, oh, look at this scumbag, whatever he did.
Yeah.
Whatever he did. And every dude in there is just like this, with his arms crossed, like... Fuck, how'd I get in this situation?
Dude, when I went there to get my chlamydia medicine, I was the happiest person in
there.
I was like, just chlamydia. This bitch is getting an abortion. This nigga's...
Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm glad you dropped it. But that's what may or may not have happened from that black chick.
Oh, no. You got the clappity.
That's what I mean. Okay, we were like all lovey-dovey the next morning or whatever. She slept over. And then, like, I walked her to her car, and her car's like... Bad, in bad shape.
Wait, what type of car was it? Nissan Altima?
It was like a Nissan something.
Sentra,
like,
probably even worse.
Yeah, from like the 90s, dude. Like the first one. It would have like two donuts on it. It was just all bad. Like, all the doors were
two?
All the doors were different colors. It was all bad, dog. And the thing was, she had a lot of gear in there, dude. A lot of clothes.
Oh, it's like she's homeless?
This is the thing. Because that's the thing. Is like she had a lot of... hangers too, like clothes is fine, maybe people are like junk rats or whatever, but when I see hangers like on the seats and shit, or like on the fucking those little things you hold on to, I'm like, this bitch is living in this car, man. Anyways, I gave her a place to crash for the night, you know what I'm saying?
You should have kept that Jimmy cap on.
Damn, this is fucked up, because she also multiple times had mentioned, do you have a condom on?
Oh, dude, same. The black girl that I fucked said
she was very concerned. Was,
yeah, same. And then that's what sketched me out.
I just ran out. We had just ran out. I used like three or four condoms, like a whole pack.
No, that sketched me out enough to keep the condom on.
In my head, it was.
Which should have sketched me out enough to leave.
Yeah,
but
this was already a sketch situation, dude. We were just. I literally invited. I did the pizza line. I invited over. Like, hey, I'm on my way home. Well,
don't
I'm
give
hungry.
Away your secrets. Don't give away your secrets.
Anyways, that's funny. We didn't even touch the pizza. Anyways, but this is the thing. She was so...
You ate that shit later. You're like,
what you left? Yeah, two pizzas.
Stuffed crust. Oh, damn, two?
Dude.
You have your dog.
She just wanted a one place to stay, dog. Fuck.
Damn, she used you, dude.
Dude, she wanted to come over multiple other nights.
You were warm used.
Yeah, dude. It was nice. It was straight fucking.
It is an equal transaction,
and
I guess.
Never banged a black chick, and dude, the ass was insane.
Yeah, same.
She had oil in her purse, dude.
She oiled up her booty?
I oiled her. That was
you
ultimate,
oiled up her booty?
That was my ultimate fantasy for a black girl.
Damn,
was to
put
oil up in the booty and hit it doggy. And
did
I,
she
and
twerk
I,
while you did it?
Bro, it was crazy consistency. That's when it does it automatically.
Oh,
it was like
you're a savage.
It was pretty tight, dude. That's why the condom later came off.
The sexual
awesome.
Exploits that you've told on this pod certifies you with the savage.
No, but there needs to be more, dude. I'm down for more of that.
I'm down for you to have more of that as well.
Exactly. You gotta get fucking sit-ups and working out, dude, and more tattoos.
Where are we at, Jay? We got enough for one more topic.
We had an hour, dude.
We're at an hour. Let's call it.
You want to call it? All right, bro.
We're ready to call it. You got any plugs?
Fucking plugging bitches, hopefully. Got to get fit.
Any competitions coming up?
January. It's going to be a while.
Okay.
A couple weeks, 8 weeks.
All right, you got time to make weight and everything?
I want to lose weight, dude. Yeah. I'm tired of fighting fat people, man. Tired.
Well, you got this, man. You got time.
Dude.
Wait, January? That's a fucking month away. What are you talking about?
I know. It's like January 20-something.
All right, well, you have a month.
San Diego.
All right. San Diego what?
I don't know.
Send me the link. I'll post it on the...
This is going to be indoors, too, so it'll be tight.
All right. Jamie, you got anything else?
What's up? Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. So, we're switching the pod day. It's actually going to be on Saturdays at an undisclosed time. Your boy's work's calling, and I got to be fucking putting in work, you know what I'm saying? But, as for my plugs, you can catch me on all my socials as Yajimobi, a.k.a. The Thick Slugger. This weekend, I will be actually selling... I'm going to be selling beans... You get one raw pinto bean for $73. Yes, Eugene's beans. They're so good. Well, you get a raw pinto bean for $73. It also comes with half of a. It's like I folded up. I fold the paper plate in half, and you get the half of it. So it comes with that too, which is also edible. Like, subscribe, comment. We love everything. My niggas in India, y'all niggas is holding it down. The niggas in India are
dude,
are
I think they're it. Wilding like I'm wilding.
They are. They're wild. They're like, I've had chlamydia too.
Yeah, they're down to do some wild things in India.
But we love everybody that's like, subscribing and watching, commenting. You know, we also switch platforms. If you're
shout out Indian bitches too.
Yeah, what's
underrated conquest, dude. Not all conquest, right. But fucking fine.
If you're an Indian bitch that once gets on the pod, hit us up at dumberradiopodcast@gmail.com. Thank y'all for fucking listening to everything we had to say, and stay locked and loaded, bitches.